The Chatham Arts Council is investing in artists through our Meet This Artist series, introducing you to Chatham County's creative community one interview at a time. For Coyalina Gray, also known as Michaela Gray Beal, making art has been a part of her life for as long as she can remember. She grew up in a creative family with the freedom to try just about everything, painting and collage, dance and acting, music and theater. She spent years tap dancing with the North Carolina Youth Tap Ensemble, created collaborative theater with Woodshed Arts, and has been part of the wonderfully strange world of paper hand puppet intervention since she was a kid. Now, at 21, Coyalina is figuring out what all of those different pieces add up to and what it means to make them her own. This summer, she returned to Paperhand as a full puppeteer in The Wild Wisdom of the World, where she's also stepping into a new role as narrator. And while her sights may soon take her beyond Chatham County, she says this place is still home. I'm Heather O'Shaughnessy with the Chatham Arts Council. So have a listen and meet your very inspiring neighbor, Coyalina Gray. So you grew up in a really creative family. I think we have featured a few of your family members before in our written Meet This Artist interviews. What did making art look like in your home when you were little? And when did you start realizing that performing was something that you wanted for yourself?
Making art growing up, it was, my mom, you know, Louise, she is the most creative person I know. And so I had all the free will to do whatever I wanted, you know? And so I think from the time I was adopted to now, I've just had free range, and they're all so supportive that it was, you know, dance and actual like painting and collages and all of that. And then all of my ideas, I kind of got to see it on paper, and that was just, so beautiful, and I'm so blessed. And then performing, my mom also got me into acting very young, and I'm just so grateful for that too, because I don't even know the age, I don't know the specific age, but probably like 5, like I knew, I felt so comfortable on stage, and it just came so naturally to me too, like getting to make people laugh and getting to see their face when, you know, I said a funny line or something a little like sassy and snarky. But I got to tap into all of these different parts of me that was just amazing as a child to get to see.
So you've worked in a lot of different types of performance. You mentioned tap, theater, puppetry, which is what you're doing now, singing, music. Do you feel like those are all separate art forms to you, or are they different parts of the same creative process?
I think a little of both, honestly. I would say they're all a part of the same creative process, because I have all of these different avenues that I love and enjoy, and I get to expand on all of them, you know, in different ways. Like how I'm doing puppetry right now, I have this cool part in the show this year that I haven't really gotten to do before, and I'm so grateful. It's honestly crazy, because it feels like such divine timing. I'm 21 and I'm in a very transitional point, and I am so attached to all of these different art forms. So in that aspect, they do all feel different, because I can go to any one, you know, and expand on it.
You worked with Woodshed Arts as part of the Jumpstart Project in 2025 at Clyde Fest. What was that experience like, especially getting to make work being a young person living in Chatham County?
That was so fun. It was so fun. I was one of the older kids there, and it was so cool, like being around these kids in high school that have these big ideas and such talent. Like, that is my favorite part about working with an ensemble of any kind, is just, you know, we all come from different backgrounds, we all come from different experiences, and bringing that together and getting to really work collaboratively in Chatham, like you said, like, I think, at least for me growing up, I was a little bit like, where are all the kids? I felt a little isolated, but, you know, then that's what I love about theater and art, is that it brings people together. We're all there for the same thing. We all have the same, you know, mindset, and we want to strive to make this great piece of art, and this great musical. And so, yeah, it was just so fun. Those guys are like my closest friends, and I still get to be a part of it in a different way now. But yeah, it was amazing, and we made a great musical. I'm so glad that, you know, there are still those things that get people together, because I think that's really important. Finding your group and sticking with them and creating is like the most important thing.
Nice.
Yeah.
And now you're performing with Paperhand Puppet Intervention, mm-hmm. which you have worked with before.
Yes.
But now you're back as a full puppeteer. Is that correct?
Yeah.
So what are you doing in this year's show? You mentioned a little bit about it. Yeah. And what's it like being a part of something that enormous and collaborative?
Man, I mean, I have done Paperhand prior years for many years. And yeah, after this 3-year long kind of break of being a full puppeteer, it's so good to be back. Yeah, the show this year is amazing. I don't want to spoil it for you if you haven't come to the show yet, but yeah, I get to narrate a portion of the show. I, you know, coming from a mother who's a storyteller, people say that like it's kind of in my blood, which I feel so grateful for, but I also have never done what I'm doing now, so it kind of tapped into something new, which I really love, and it was a little bit more of a challenge. I love memorizing lines. I love looking out into an audience and getting to see their face as they receive the words I'm speaking. Yeah, what I'm talking about also is something I'm very passionate about, and like it's so easy when it feels true to you, you know, and I get to kind of make it my own. And I think that's something we as individuals forget a little bit. Like, as an artist, I believe that the key, or like what you can take away from it, is making it more personal. I don't know if that makes sense, but just making it true to yourself, remembering to make it true to yourself.
So, without spoiling anything about the show, can you give one word that speaks to what connects this role to you?
Honestly, I would just say trust. Like, trust and presence are the two words that I would use to describe the show and how it connects to me.
So when you think about yourself as an artist now, what feels most like your voice?
Ooh, yeah, I think theater, for sure. Acting. Using my voice. Because I'm in such a transition, I'm wanting to go back to school and move. And so I'm kind of just picking myself up and going to Chicago at the end of November. I would love to go to school there at like DePaul. But yeah, theater. I just really, I'm such a theater kid. Like, home, my heart is still here, but I want to spread, and then I'm going to come back and then spread some more and come back.
I love it. Well, thank you so much. Is there anything else that we should know about on the horizon for you?
Well, yeah, just please, like, this has been such a blessing. I'm so appreciative, and yeah, I can't wait to come back and tell you guys everything that's happened. This has been amazing.
That was Coyalina Gray. You can see Coyalina this summer in Paperhand Puppet Intervention's The Wild Wisdom of the World, running weekends through September 27 at the Forest Theater in Chapel Hill. And after that, she's looking forward to Chicago, towards theater school, and towards whatever comes next, taking a little bit of Chatham with her, and as she told us, planning to spread out, come back, and spread some more. Meet This Artist is produced by the Chatham Arts Council with support from the team at VRC Limited. I'm Heather O'Shaughnessy. Thanks for listening.